Coach Zimmer and the staff has done an outstanding job. We've had some injuries, but the way they've developed the roster, I know it started back in the offseason. Coach Zimmer wanted to put a point of emphasis on how we can improve off of last year. And you're seeing some of those results so far. I know that offense is playing much better than it was last year at this time. If you look at the stats and the rating charts, I know it's quite drastically improved. And you give a lot of credit to Pat Shermer and the offensive staff for the adjustments they made to the scheme. So it's, you know, been a successful first 8 games, but, you know, we've got a ways to go yet. Over these 2 practices during the bye week, the point of emphasis was where are our weak spots right now? Where do we need to get better just from A to Z? You know, from game situations to where we can improve on potentially third downs or not, things we're doing good, things we're doing bad. But that's part of the assessment when you get into the bye. And having a bye at this time gives you a pretty good picture of the things you're doing well and the things you're not, and the point of emphasis is going forward. Let's try to get the things corrected on how we can improve. You know, Case has done a phenomenal job. I mean, he stepped in, you know, Sam started out and played at a very high level in that opener against New Orleans and unfortunately got hurt. And this is one of the reasons why we brought Case in, not only because he's had game experience, has been a starter in the past, but just his football character and his passion for the game and how he prepares. And since he's came in, he's done a phenomenal job. Pat adjusts the scheme a little bit to what he does. It's not changing the whole scheme, but calling plays that may be his strengths to give him the best chance to have success. We operate our business with everybody communicating, because that's the key. Everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody, you know, in Teddy's situation, you know, we're going to take the lead from the medical staff and from his doctor. But we'll never put out any player unless he's able to go out and play the game. You can't say enough about Teddy Bridgewater. Not only what a phenomenal person he is, what a leader he is, but how hard he has attacked his rehab and wanting to prove that he can come back from such a devastating injury. So he's worked extremely hard. He's been practicing over these past couple weeks. We get another week to evaluate where he's at before we have to make a decision next Wednesday. There was specific traits when we went to rebuild the offensive line that fit Pat's system and what Tony Sperano wanted. So we tried to identify those players that had those physical traits on what they were going to be asked to do on the field. And I think basically we have 5 new starters, and Berger started for us last year but has moved to a different position. So we brought in 5 new guys, basically at 5 new positions, and it's been fun to see them as we went through training camp and how that group started to gel and then has continued to gel and getting better and better as we move through the season. We felt very strong about the depth, and when, you know, Diggs went out for a couple games and Jarius came in and had a big game, and anytime Jarius gets called upon, he makes plays for us. And then Adam, and then we got Michael Floyd, who was slowed down a little bit with a hamstring injury, but we have that. We got Laquon Treadwell starting to develop now. And we have 2 young guys that we drafted that we're also very excited about. So if you look down at the stat sheet, it's not one guy getting 20 catches. You're seeing how evenly the ball is spread out amongst that group, amongst the tight ends, and amongst the running backs as well. You know, everybody talks about what a great story is, but he's turning into be a pretty great receiver. And he may not be the most physically imposing player, the fastest guy, but he's such a good football player and has such an instinct for the game that those are the things that you can't teach. You know, we were very fortunate to have him try out at our rookie mini camp and then signed him, and you seen him on the practice squad and developing, and what he was giving our defense looks while he was developing as a receiver. And the sign that I usually look for, and I know our coaches look for, is what are they doing on special teams? And when you seen Adam Thielen, when he became active and started playing for us, not on offense, but he became one of our top core special teams players. And that gives you a pretty good indication of what type of football player that he can potentially be. And you add on top his character, his work ethic, his passion for the game. That's why he is who he is today. Not only is he a phenomenal hands catcher and can make contested catches, but he's a very good route runner. He brings some explosiveness to our offense. And just like Adam, he has a knack for making plays, especially in critical situations in the game. I think the biggest thing is what Coach Zimmer and that defensive staff have done. One, it always comes back to how they've developed the guys that we have on this roster. And secondly, the scheme, and to watch these guys work as one unit. And Coach Zimmer always preaches team first and just do your job and the next man does his job. Then it functions and you can make some big plays and big plays will come your way. And you look at an Everson Griffin, who when you watch the tape, offenses are trying to chip him, trying to double team him, trying to slide protection his way. But what Andre Patterson has done is teaching him how to handle that when teams do that. And he's still having a very, very productive year. And it helps when you have other guys. They can't just focus on one player. I think we have enough in the front seven, that it makes it difficult for offenses to account for everybody that we have up there. He's the anchor of the defense. There's not too many offensive centers in this league that can handle him in one-on-one situations. He's just a big, powerful, explosive man. And Andre Patterson, all those guys up front, he's really done a great job. And from when we signed him as an unrestricted free agent out of the from the Giants that year into where he's at now, a lot of credit goes to Andre and how he's developing. The one thing I think about, not only the phenomenal job the coaches have done in getting these guys to play at the level they're playing, but we run, you know, as we honed in and extended Linville Joseph, extended Everson Griffin, extended Xavier Rose, those guys have even took their game up another notch, and that's what you want to see, and that's a tribute to the chemistry and the leadership and the quality of character of players that we have down in that locker room. And when you've been around the guys, and our philosophy has always been we should know these guys better than anyone, and that's why we want to always try to keep as many of these young guys and extend them, and it's been great to see that those guys, even though they got new contract extensions, that they're playing even at a higher level. Because everybody thinks that a rookie comes in and instantly knows what to do. But there's so much behind the scenes that they have to learn. Everything, and especially in Coach Zimmer's defense, not only the schematic part of it, but the techniques being taught, because techniques are part of the scheme. And, you know, I think you're starting to see that now where it's clicking and Trey Waynes is playing at a pretty high level right now. And he's getting a lot of targets thrown his way because no one's throwing it at Xavier. But now that has really, enhanced his development. And I see George Edwards, I see Jerry Gray, I see Coach Zimmer out there with all these defensive backs and really working with them to make sure that they're playing up to the level they're playing at. It's going to be a challenge. We have a lot of very tough teams. We got to go on the road. This team learned some, you know, last year when we were in a similar situation. But I think the way Coach Zim has prepared this team in the offseason, hopefully we'll be up for the challenge.